All right, Carlos Correa spoke to the media in Boston. He's wearing Astros hats, Astros warm up, and
just
getting
looks
out.
Looks natural, man.
It does, man. It don't, like it feels
slid right back in that relationship, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, man. He put it right back home, man. I mean, the Minnesota stuff looks weird now. It just that almost like it didn't even happen. But he's back. We'll let you hear what he had to say coming up here in just a bit. But the lineup is out, and I am curious how people feel about this lineup. And we wondered what it would be like. We talked about it in the first segment. What did you think? Where did you think he would be in the lineup, Los, Clint?
I thought third was going to be the perfect spot for him to settle in there with probably Walker behind him and Diaz behind him. But I guess the spot he wanted to get a little.
No, Dusty came on in with that lefty. Here is the lineup. Also, the other news, Jeremy Pena, he is back. And so he will be in the lineup today. He's in Boston playing shortstop. But Pena there at short. Altuve's the DH tonight. And he is batting second. And then Jesus Sanchez is in left field. And he is the third hitter in the lineup in front of Correa. Correa is at third base. Batting cleanup tonight. Diaz, who has been swinging a hot bat here lately, he's got multiple home runs over the last two games against the Nationals. He is batting fifth behind Correa. Christian Walker is at first base, batting sixth. Trammell, is in center field tonight, and he is batting seventh with Cam Smith dropping in the order, batting eighth, and he is in right field, and then Carlos, and then Mauricio Dubon is at second base tonight to round out the order for Hunter Brown. A little bit surprised where Cam Smith is in the lineup, back to the eighth spot, but I guess he has kind of gotten a little cool here a little bit. He's hitting in the 250s now. Before it was he was up in the 280s there for a while, so he's cooled off a bit.
Had to get them two lefties in that lineup ahead of you, man.
Get them
lefties in there.
And lefties. Yeah, Sanchez comes right in the 3-0. I don't even think he was hitting third in Miami.
The dirty Sanchez.
Trammell's got a little lefty in him, too, now. He gets to jump up there before that righty.
You got to. So that is the lineup today as the two new guys, Sanchez, Correa, they're back-to-back 3-4 in the lineup behind Altuve. Here is Carlos Correa, for the first time since he has been traded to the Astros, we get to hear from him. Here is Carlos.
What's been the reception in there amongst the guys? Has this been a lot of fun just seeing being amongst some of your former teammates again?
Yeah, it's been great. They treated me like I never left. It feels good to be in this clubhouse again and great guys and great players. I think front office and the coaching staff, they do a really good job at developing players and getting the right people here. And, you know, they just know how to win. It's only one mentality in this clubhouse, and that's win all the way. And I think the way they do it is the right way.
There it is. There's
hear that?
You know, the interesting thing there, boys, is you know, to hear him say that as an Astro, it's like, bro, you don't know. You ain't ever been anywhere else. You know, but now that he's been somewhere else and he comes back, it's like it's hard to hear that and not think, boy, it clearly, and not that Minnesota, I'm not saying he's throwing Minnesota under the bus, but just
who cares?
Well, I mean, but this to me, it's more of like, I'm not saying this to knock Minnesota, I'm saying it to stroke the Astros, right? I mean, it's just like it's just an organization that all they care about is winning, and they got that part of it figured out. So, as an Astros fan, it's good to kind of hear that. In hindsight, from a guy that left and came back and is like, nah, this is a pretty solid place to be.
Yeah, I'm watching him right now taking grounders at third base. And he is ready to turn that double play from third right now. So he looks good. He looks good there. Larry and Stafford just tweeted sex to the video. That's it. Simply sex.
That's a barrel fire hot take right there, Larry Bear.
An exclamation point. I don't know. Could have gone either way. Could have gone Hennessy. Could have gone a lot of different ways. But he went. He just went sex. All right. Speaking of Carlos, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I wonder how many people are in a space similar to me. Because, like, I'm in a place where I could get disappointed by Carlos, because when you look at his numbers coming into this season with Minnesota, and I think you spoke about it earlier, he got off to a really cold start. He's been much better here of late. But his slash lines, 267, 319, 386 slugs, 7 home runs, 19 doubles, 31 RBIs. And the reason why I say I think I could be in a space of being disappointed, because I look at that and I have Clinton Tyler much higher expectations than what those numbers say. Like, I have much more. Like, I look at that and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool what he did in Minnesota. But for me, I have much higher, one of the better bats in the lineup expectations for Carlos Correa. And there is a chance, Clint, that he is just, you know, who his numbers say he is. But I just don't believe it. I believe he is going to get here, get comfortable, get in the lineup, and especially when Yordan hopefully comes back, that he is going to show himself to be a major player and one of the big bats in this lineup. But he could be this guy that his numbers are saying, but I have much higher expectations.
Well, I think when you look at the numbers, he's been inconsistent this year. He started out really slow. He had an unbelievable May. You're like, all right, we're rolling. June cooled off again. July, he's got hot again. So it's definitely been an up and down year, but he's not that far off of you know, numbers that I think would be more than acceptable for him and his career. I mean, he's not far off from his career average. The homers are down, the slugging's down obviously a bit, the OPS is down a little bit, but he's in a hitter-friendly park now here in Houston that he's familiar with, and maybe that picks up a bit. I mean, I think a guy should be allowed to have an up-and-down season every now and then, and you know, hopefully that's all it is. I know this much. Carlos Correa would have to be really bad in the next 50 games for me to not feel like we got a damn good shot if he's at the plate with the game on the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Text line coming through, Clint. He's been uninspired with Minnesota. Carlos needs.
Now, that I don't believe.
It's probably easy to get uninspired up in Minnesota, dude.
Really, it's really a good time, I'm going to be honest with you. Carlos from the text line needs to be better than Zach Short, Shea Whitcomb. If he's not, then I'll be disappointed. The hell he does. Now, it's got to be better. That's not the barometer. Zach Short and Shea. I'm going to tell you that right now. I disagree with that one. Ocho, Rana.
Third continues for Shea.
I'm tempering. Damn it. I'm tempering my enthusiasm for Correa, but at the very least, he's an upgrade over the minor leaguers. Yes, that's true. Old scary-ass show. Carlos will be electric. I'm saying I think he will. I'm just saying I'm just saying I'm in a space where I am vulnerable of being disappointed, because those numbers, they mean nothing to me.
Oh, you're feeling vulnerable.
And they probably should. It's almost 100 games. they probably should mean something, but they don't. Like, they don't. And Derwin says, show it's more about his spark and his swag than his performance. The youngins need him, Derwin. I disagree. I think it
should
is.
Be about that swing, too.
I'm not saying his spark and swag ain't nothing, but he also has to perform. Like, we look at it like, how many bats in this lineup do you fully just trust that you feel like you know what you're going to get out of? Right? Like, there's Altuve. I think Jeremy Pena has reached that spot this year. Little help? Is there anybody else that I'm, like, if Yordan comes back, I trust Yordan. Like, I know Jake Myers has had a hell of a year. I don't know that I put him in that category.
No.
You know what I mean?
We can't go there yet. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't go there yet. No, I mean, if everyone's healthy, Yordan, Altuve, and right now with what Pena has done this year and his history of being the ALCS MVP and World Series MVP, they got three guys that you feel like you really trust. Man, during these World Series runs, they've had Springer, they've had Altuve, they've had Bregman, they've had Yordan, they've had Yuli, they've had a bunch of guys. Right now, I don't think it's just, hey man, give us a spark. No, he has to be good for this lineup.
Yeah, I think that's a good point because you left Brantley out of there too. As you're thinking, I'm thinking, damn, Brantley was in
there
too.
Brantley, there's different variations from that, you know, long stretch.
Well, just the overall, that lineup, you were six or seven deep of guys that you felt pretty good about at the plate if the game was on the line. And I don't disagree with that. You know, I think there's fewer guys that you just feel like, hey, man, I feel really good about the Stros' chances. Now, you hope that's where we come into the conversation of, I hope that Diaz continues doing what he's doing and we feel better about him in 50 ball games, right? I hope Christian Walker gets a little bit louder because it's just too quiet around Christian Walker. It's not that he's been terrible. It's just too quiet. You know, I hope that Christian Walker becomes that guy that we feel that way about sooner, you know, rather than later. So, you know, they I don't think they're going to get there, but there's a couple of possibilities of getting deeper from that perspective of what you're talking about, Ryan.
Yeah, it ain't just about vibes. this ain't a vibes trade. Now they're going to need him to produce. He's hitting fourth.
They'd go get Maldonado if it was vibes.
yeah, Justin Verlander's vibes. Like this ain't
Miles Straw. That guy's vibes.
Okay, all right. Now you want to have it on serious. All right, coming up, training camp.